As we're going to prepare, I'm not going to be long-winded today. We have, I can't say that. Well, let's see what the Holy Spirit does. Hallelujah. You know, when I was looking at this message, I was reminded of a toy that my children had. It was called Bop It. And with Bop It, with this particular Bop It, there's a pull it, a twist it, and a shout it. And Bop It. And when I was looking at that, you know, the Lord was showing me so many times in the Word, in the body of Christ, the Word gets twisted around. Sometimes it gets pulled out of context. But the Lord is saying we just got to bop it. We got to put the bond of peace on it. Amen? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace is what it says in Ephesians 4:3. And when I was asking and talking to the Lord this morning here, He said that we're ending 2015 with a shout. I thought we were going to end with a bang and bring in 2016 with a shout. But God said we're going to end 2015 with a shout and we're going to bring in 2016 with a bang. I don't know what's going to happen, but it sounds like an explosion is getting ready to happen. Amen. And so if you look with me in Ephesians 4, and we're talking about keeping the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And then He gives us instructions how to do this. In verse 4, He says, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. God wants us to understand something today, that we're just one piece of a great big body. Greatest Freedom Ministries is one piece. The body of Christ is Christians and children of God throughout the entire world. Amen. So what we want to look at today is when the adversary brings in confusion, we just got to bop it. Amen. So somewhere along the line, today I'm going to ask you just to bop it. Okay. So when bop it is, we're talking about the bond of peace. Are y'all with me? I want you, all of us to be on the same page. I'm going to talk to you today about one Spirit, one Lord, and one Father. All right? So if you have your word, lift your word together with me and let's make a declaration in the house. I guess you all thought I was going to pass the bop it around, didn't you? Let's make a declaration in the house. Repeat after me. Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I am listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your word to me today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in this house today. And Father God, that you have plans for each and every one that's gathered here. There's no one that you're going to leave out, that you're going to speak to each and every one of us. We're grateful for the word that you sent, that the word to build us up, to encourage us, to comfort us, Father God. So, Lord, I say, Father God, speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth come from you and not from me. And when all is said and accomplished, you'll receive the praise and the glory. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen and amen. Amen. So today we're going to look at first in verse number 4. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. One body, one Spirit, one hope, okay? One body, one Spirit, and one hope. Turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. Verse number 5. The Word of God says, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Amen? That God didn't call us to be an island, but we're part of a body. We're to be united together, not only united in this house, but we're to be united with children of God around the world. How many know that the adversary's ploy is to keep the body of Christ divided? Amen. And God's ploy is for us to walk in the unity of the Spirit by the bond of peace. Look at the neighbor and say, just mop it. We're going to get it here in a minute. Amen. He says that there's one body. One body, we're all the body of Christ. He says that there's one Spirit. The one Spirit is there's only one Spirit, and that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Look at me in Romans chapter 8, verse number 9. What I'm doing today is I'm building up to the value of what's going to take place at the end of this service. There's something supernatural that's going to take place in front of every eye that's in this place. Before every ear that's in this place. God's going to reveal and show something spectacular to you today. Amen. He says in Romans 8, 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You know, we talked about that last week. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body by the Spirit that dwells in you. Amen. So we're talking about the Spirit of God. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God dwells in you and I. Are you with me? Amen. So when the devil comes in to try to divide you against somebody in the body of Christ, you have to remember to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit by the bond of peace. You just got to bop it. Now, I know that that sounds kind of corny, and your pastor's kind of corny, but I assure you, I'm going to tell you something today. You're going to be at a store, you're going to be at someone's house, and somebody's going to pull out this game, and all of a sudden, the word's going to speak to your heart. Bop it. He might be saying stop it, but, but he's saying bop it. So there's one body, there's one Spirit, and there's one hope. We all have the same hope. Amen. You know, hope is something that's expected or something that's hoped for. Look with me in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3. The Word of God says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Hey, we don't have a dead hope. We have a living hope. We have resurrected life. He said, hope maketh not ashamed in Romans 5:5, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. Amen. In other words, hey, there's one body. We're all the body of Christ. There's one body. Bop it. I have to get my head back on. Has anybody seen it? Where'd it go? There's one body, there's one Spirit, and we have one hope. We only have a hope now. We live a resurrected life, but we have a future resurrection. You know, many of you have lost loved ones that have gone on to be with the Lord. The Word of God declares that the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised, and those that are alive shall meet the Lord in the air to ever be with the Lord. Amen? In other words, it's only temporary. Amen. Is anybody with me today? So when someone comes in and they try to twist the word, they try to pull it out of context, you just shout, bop it. Shout. I think the devil understands. Because I believe that God gave this word. And God gave this word to build up everyone in this house. It's going to get better. Amen? He says not only that, he says not only there's one Spirit, but there's one Lord. He said there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. One Lord. You know, we just celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ this week. And Luke chapter 2, verse number 11, he says there's a child that's going to be born in the city of David. His name is Jesus Christ the Lord. Lord comes from the Greek word kurios, which means supreme controller. Amen. In other words, I am no longer living. It's Christ that's living in me. In the life I now live, I live. Amen. Who gave himself. I'm saying that so you say the word. So you speak the word. God's bringing us into the bond of peace and unity in the Spirit. Amen. And I don't care what denomination you are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's only one Lord. His name is Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. And we can all agree on Jesus. Can we agree on Jesus? Hallelujah. And that's what we can agree on to win this world to Christ. We can agree on Jesus. Instead of letting everything separate us, we're united in Christ. United we stand, divided we what? How many, why do you think the adversary wants us so divided? Look out when we get unified. Look at the devil and say, bop it. Okay. I can have fun. The Lord said I can't. You know, he said there's one Lord, there's one faith. And I'm not talking about faith to move mountains. I'm not talking about everyone is given a measure of faith. I'm talking about faith in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. The Bible says he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life, and no man can come to the Father but by the Son. That's the faith we're talking about. There's one Lord, and there's one faith, and there's one baptism. Now, when I look at the baptism, I'm not looking at whether you've been sprinkled or dipped. I'm not looking whether you were baptized in the name of Jesus or the name of the Father or the name of the Holy Ghost, or if you were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I don't care if you were baptized forward or you were baptized backwards. It doesn't matter the form and shape that you were baptized. Christ is your Savior, not the water. The water is an outward expression of what took place on the inside of you. But in Galatians 3, verse number 26, it says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Here in a little bit, I'm going to baptize some individuals in this tank here. Now, I'm going to baptize them. I'm going to dip them backwards. And I'm going to hold them down there until the old man dies. Not really. Just joking. Then I say, resurrect! Now we go down a sinner and we come up the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 And it's baptized. I'm going to baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, because that's what the Lord told me to do in Matthew 28. But if you've been sprinkled, that's okay. I was asking the Lord about that this morning. I said, "Well, Lord, I've never seen anybody buried when they just sprinkle dirt on them." And he said, "Son, have you ever seen anybody that was cremated? They scattered their ashes." Okay. "Mom, where's she?" "Oh, she's down in the class." "When I die, bury me." Can we be okay? God wants you to understand that we're baptized in Christ Jesus. We're saved through Christ Jesus. That there's one Lord. That there's one faith. That there's one baptism. Amen. And that's in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He is my Savior. He is my Lord. And not only that, he says there's one God and Father. There's one God and Father of all who's through you all and in you all. In other words, hey, there's only one Father. There's only one Son. And there's only one Holy Spirit. You know what? If you've been baptized in Jesus, you have the Father and the Spirit. If you've been baptized in the Father, you have the Spirit and the Son. If you've been baptized in the Spirit, you have the Father and Son. Yeah, in other words, it's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All three agree, and they're all one. Hello? Hello? I don't want the enemy stealing that your baptism and your new creation because you weren't baptized a certain way. Amen? That's what brings division in the body of Christ. God called us here to bring some unity in the body. Amen? Now, I believe in some other things I'm going to get to here in a second. Hello? I believe God's going to do something special here today. The Word of God says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. What did we talk about last week? He was our delegate, that we were to be determined because we're destined for deliverance. Amen? Amen. And it called for us to make a decision, right? Anybody remember last week? That's last week. Now we're in this week. Amen? Well, what is he saying? He is saying that there's one body, one spirit, and one hope. That there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and one Father. One Father. So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. I was up all last night with sickness, so my head might be a little deranged today, but that's okay. Just say, Pastor, bop it. Come on now. Hey, we can all get along. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what walk of life you're from. I don't care what you do. We can all come together in Christ Jesus. We can be all, this is the only place besides like the Redskin game last night where everybody can get along. Luckily, nobody really rubbed it in on me last night. Now, I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan. They were the only ones that I could find in the Bible. They're from the city of brotherly love. He says, mount up with wings as eagles. Forgive me, Lord, I repent. Do you know church can be a fun place to go? You know, it's a fun place. You know, if we stop looking at what we have in difference from one another and we start looking at what we have in common, Christ Jesus and the Spirit of Christ that's in every one of us that is in Christ, amen, we could all get along. I don't care what your occupation is. I don't care what your educational level is. It doesn't matter. Amen? We're all one in Him. Amen? And we all are part of a body, and all of us have a part, and everyone matters. Look at the one next to you and say, you matter to God. Amen. That He has great plans for you. He has plans for good and not for evil. He has plans to give you hope and plans to give you an expected end. Amen? God loves you so much. And all He says to you is, trust me with all your heart and lean not to all your understanding and all your ways acknowledge me, and I'm going to give you some direction no matter where you go. Amen? And when you slip up, just return to me. Amen? You know, we go through this thing, it's like slip, slide, and away. We've got to press in. He said this, let me say something to you. He said, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Endeavor. If I'm endeavoring something, I'm moving towards it. I'm determined. I've got to make my mind up. I got to make my mind up that when the adversary comes in, I'm just going to bop it. Look at your neighbor and say, let's bop it together. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 6, he says, but to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by Him. Amen? Amen? So every time we're looking at the Father, we see the Son. Every time we look at the Son, we see the Holy Spirit. Why? Because 1 John 5:7 says what? First John 5, 7. Says, for there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Are one. Remember, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God, all things were made by Him, without Him was not anything made that was made. Amen? The Word represents Jesus. We have the Father, we have the Son, we have the Holy Ghost. So every time I come in the room, I have the Spirit of Christ, so I have the Father, I have the Son, I have the Holy Ghost, because the three are one. Amen? In other words, those three are one, and they want you and I to be one. They want us to be united together in Him by the bond of peace. Amen? Because we serve the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, the bright and morning star, the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Amen? Amen? We're all serving the same Jesus, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's give God a shout of praise for His goodness and His mercy. Hallelujah! Say, devil, bop it. Amen. Hello. Now let me say this to you. In no way, in any shape or any form, am I making light of the Word of God. There's power in His Word. But God said you're dealing with people. And people relate to things in different ways. And someone in this room needed to hear bop it today. Someone in this room that is facing something, they're trying to go through this and they're trying to battle this battle in their own strength. And God says His grace is made perfect in your weakness. He is here to help you, to help you, to assist you, to come behind you, with you, in you, over you. Oh man, I sort of got it. He's just it. Amen. He's all of it. Amen. He's all of it. And all He is saying is, hey, as long as we stop trusting in us and trust in Him, then old things will pass away. Behold, all things will become new, because we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Are you with me today? So in closing, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12, and you may go get the children for baptism service. The Word of God says in verse 13 in 2 Timothy 1, He said, hold fast that form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, and faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. There's one Spirit, there's one Lord, there's one Father. God wants you and I to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. You know, we have to just bop it. In other words, when our sisters and brothers in Christ, I'm not talking about people in the world, I'm talking about when our brothers and sisters in Christ get on our nerves. Come on. When our brothers and sisters in Christ get on our nerves and they really bug us, we have to remind ourselves what God said. That we're to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. I have to just remind myself, bop it. Bop it. The bond of peace, 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 the bond of peace. Because if I do not bop it, what I'll do is I'll pass it to someone else. God doesn't want you giving those things out to people that don't deserve it. Half the people that get on your nerves, they don't even recognize they get on your nerves. Amen? Can I relate to anybody in the room? Is God speaking to anybody in the house today? Come on. Come on, I think he's talking to us. Is he not talking to us today? He says he loves you so much. He has so great plans in your life. And the adversary has come to try to destroy you. But he came to give you life in the abundance thereof. God says we just got to pop it. So what we give will be love. Much love received, much love given. Don't forget where the Lord found you. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my heart today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Can somebody give